You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Looking at this story yesterday about a woman was captured on surveillance camera at a wedding. So here's the story. The bride and groom were up at the altar saying, "I do." But towards the back, there was a gift table, and there was some what they called mystery woman who was walking around. As one of the participants in the wedding said, "You don't ever go to a wedding where you know every single person there. You know, no one would ever look at her and say, 'Who are you? What are you doing here?'" Mm-hmm. Well, it turned out that what she was doing was stealing wedding gifts. They have pretty much identified this woman now as a person who's been stealing wedding gifts in three different states. Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama. All these places have been pulling up surveillance video, and they find this woman who kind of walks over, acts like she's fitting in, mm-hmm. goes to the gift table, will pick up the cards often, because cards will either have cash mm-hmm. or gift cards in
sure,
them.
Sure, that's an easy grab.
And she will pocket those.
Gutsy, huh?
One couple estimates that about $300 was taken out of a purse.
Man.
And so now the woman has been identified, but she is denying. I don't know how you, I mean, she's at three weddings or multiple weddings in
on
three
camera
states where she doesn't sure. really know anybody.
Totally
and
busted.
Stuff is missing.
Totally busted.
Anyway, so Jeremy and I saw this story yesterday, and off the air, we're saying, you know, really, if you think about it, stealing gifts at a wedding would actually be fairly easy to do. Now, we're not mm-hmm. advocating it.
You just dress
we're
up.
We're talking about from the perspective of bride and groom. Think about your wedding, Jeremy, and you guys had a table with gifts.
We're not watching that table at all. You know, we're out having fun. Everyone's out dancing.
You're cutting a rug.
So you just get these people that, you know what, speaking of our wedding, first of all, we don't condone anything we're going to be talking about. We're just talking about how easy this stuff would be. While we were at our wedding, we had a couple wander in that was dressed up. They were just staying at the hotel. Mm-hmm. It was our reception. They came in, got in line, and started eating from our buffet line of food. They just started sitting down and having a meal.
Yep.
I mean, there's another minor way of theft that you can just completely get away with. If nobody mm-hmm. catches you, you just look nice and blend, you know?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about other examples of this. The big one that I always notice, it happened again just a couple summers ago when we were out in San Diego, bringing the kids down for the continental breakfast at the hotel, and we're sitting there in the little restaurant area, you know, where they got the eggs and the pancakes and all that, and I'm just watching people come in from the front doors. They just come in, and they look around, and they hook a left and go right into the food area.
Yep.
Make themselves breakfast, sit down, read the paper, grab some coffee, and get up and leave. And at no time did I think those people were staying at the hotel. They're just wandering in.
Yeah.
Getting free flapjacks.
I've thought about that many times, the whole free breakfast. And I figure that the hotels have to build that in. They obviously build that into
the
cost.
They know, right?
It's like we have to figure on what, 20% theft each time? So we'll just mm-hmm. throw that in with your overnight stay fee.
Yeah.
And we'll make up for it.
There has to be people that do that professionally. Like, they just, that's their Saturday, Sunday routine. But they go wandering in and get a free breakfast, you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you go to extreme circumstances. And how easy would it be to, like, drive away with a car? Like, I know a lot of the dealerships aren't having ride-alongs when you go test drive cars right now because of COVID. They don't want their employees in the car with strangers.
Okay.
I mean, really? Again, we don't condone this, but yeah, I'll go test drive that truck.
That would be a little more difficult
to
get away with.
And you go drive off.
No.
Yeah, but
I'm wondering if
really?
I'm wondering if the dealerships are putting tracking devices inside cars now.
Well, I know a lot of cars are equipped with those little black boxes, essentially, and GPS, and you can track them. But
so that one would be hard to get away with. But the whole thing with the wedding gifts really was eye-opening to me because I hadn't really thought about that before. You know, and it might explain why for a lot of you who are really angry that you never got a thank you card for your gift, well, the bride and
somebody stole it.
Might not have even gotten it. So
yeah, it's weird to think about all the opportunities that are out there, like... Luckily, you're a good person. You have a conscience.
We do really rely on people being
just being good, right?
I don't know what the percentage is of people who have smudges on their soul. I don't know what that percentage is. I've got to feel like 70% of people would never consider doing anything like that.
Sure.
So the rest of us, and I'm just pulling that number out of my rear end. So. It could be more, it could be less, I don't know. But essentially, what we're doing is we're counting on people to be good. We throw all those gifts on the gift table at a wedding. Or if you're the hotel, you provide the breakfast for your paying guests, and we're having to rely on people having a conscience, which many don't.
Many don't. You see the videos of the people going into the dressing rooms at stores, changing their outfit and walking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not those people. I could never do that. But hey, you're hard up for new pants, I guess.
We're gonna open up phones right now. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Our question is, what are some of these crimes that maybe never even get noticed? You know it's illegal, but it might be difficult for people to catch or spot.
Yeah.
Yep. Can we take one quick call before we go to break just to kind of prime the pump here? Here's Devin who's on the line. Devin, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you today?
Good, sir.
It's a great.
We're
it's
good
great,
citizens.
It's an honest morning for your boys, Devin.
That's right. We haven't stolen anything.
So do you have a story about this?
Yeah, but I do know some unscrupulous people that they use other people's ski passes at, like, the major resorts because they don't have people anymore. They're pretty automated, and it just kind of scans your ski pass. And so, as far as I know, they haven't had a ski pass in 3-4 seasons, and they just use other people's.
I don't like that right at there. All.
You know, and you're in the line. It might have your picture on there, but, you're in line with the goggles on, your
and
hat,
now a face mask.
And, a scarf wrapped around your neck. And
nobody's going to double-check that ID. It's like those stories going around of the, what was like 3 or 4 women who were 18 or something, and they put on all the elderly gear so they look like old women. They were getting free vaccine shots or whatever, before it was their turn. Nobody's checking.
Devin, thank you for the call. I can tell you that I think the ski joints have worked in the price.
I think
they've built in
the
price
on
a daily lift ticket. There's no doubt. And this is just me thinking out loud. It could be one of those things where every child is essentially born a criminal because, they're shoplifting, they're grabbing, they're taking stuff from their friends. And I think we're counting on kids growing out of that or maybe learning, right.
I guess you'd
wrong.
Have to learn because a lot of kids don't know that that's wrong. And they're just in a store and they grab something and.
Right.
Take it.
That's what I mean. I think by nature, through evolution, we probably take what,
you see,
the
you
shiny
take.
Object. Sure. We want it. And so we're counting on society to teach kids, and then some get the message and some don't, and some remain lifelong criminals. They just, find different ways of doing it. Here's Becky on the line. Good morning, Becky. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Thanks.
So what can you tell us?
I don't know if it's technically illegal or a crime, but I remember girls in middle school and high school who would go to the store to pick out an outfit for an event of some sort and leave the tags on and then just return them when they were done with the event.
Yeah. Friends of yours, I'm sure, Becky. Mm-hmm. Friends of yours would do this in high school. Right.
I never did. I was too good.
I consider that theft. I mean, it is. I mean, we're about to read a Facebook message from somebody who's asking kind of the same question, like, is this a crime? And I have to say that what you're talking about is because even if they brought it back and the store was able to resell it, it's still theft of service,
it's
right?
It's used at that point.
You're renting it.
It's been on your body.
That's how I feel, too.
There's skin and oil on it now. Gross.
And if it was prom, who knows what else is on there.
Oh, murder.
Becky, I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Becky.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, is it like if you eat throughout the grocery store, is that stealing or are you just sampling the goods? It's the whole debate of, you know, can you sample the grapes before you buy them?
Right. And
can you dig in and
you
eat
told
a
me
strawberry.
The whole thing about, you know, giving your kids free bananas and everything in the store.
Yeah, you give them a banana.
Corinne wrote in. She goes, boys, is it also a question of whether or not something is a crime? She writes, my partner has made a career out of taking condiment packets by the hundreds from restaurants, and I've watched her go into convenience. Now, let me say this. The condiment thing at fast food restaurants, that will be an endless debate. Like, if you take one or two extras, nobody considers that theft. If you grab an entire three handfuls or whatever and jam them into your purse or your pockets.
Yeah, it's the whole debate.
At some point, you cross the line. Where is that line? Is it two extra packets? Is it 20 extra? Where are you becoming a criminal?
Mm-hmm.
She says, but I've watched her go into convenience stores and get a soda, but take five or six extra cups to have at the house. Are these crimes?
Yes.
So I guess what you do is instead you just take one cup and you put it under the soft drink dispenser. You've got like five cups stacked there. Fill one up with soda, check out. And then you take the rest, and you've got cups at your house that you can use for things. I'd have
what,
to
like put them out
that's...
at Thanksgiving or something. What is she doing with all these cups?
Well, who knows? I mean, people buy paper cups for their house.
That's odd. A better question is you go and get your little sodas from time to time. You're putting your pop under there and fill it up to the top, and then you take a couple sips, and then you put it back up there and top it off, and then you go pay for it.
Are you saying that I do that?
I could see you doing that. But, you know, I think we've all done that where you just take a sip, you test, you know, you taste it or whatever, and then you put it back under and re-top it off.
Okay. You're bringing up a fair point, Jer-Bear, but I will tell you that there is a reason why I would, and I don't drink soda anymore. But when I did, the reason is because I was doing the combo of different flavors.
So you got to make sure it's the right.
The best combo to me is Diet Pepsi about three quarters of the way.
Yeah.
And then about a little under a quarter of the way the Cherry Coke.
Explain that to the officer.
Right. And so what you want to do is take one sip to make sure you've got the right balance.
So do you toss down an extra nickel, you know, because you consumed that extra little bit? Huh? The great soda question this morning. But really.
Did I tell you about the guy at the convenience store and what he would say every time I checked out?
Please say it again.
Okay, so every time it was $1.07 for the soda. I mean, I would get one that was just my thing. I would stop on the way home and I'd get it and it would be $1.07. And every single time his line was, that'll be 107. You'll be in soda heaven.
I love it.
Every time.
He says it about 900 times a day, probably.
That's 107. You'll be in soda heaven.
Oh, thank you.
I started saying it along with him.
You're like, no, I already was back there when I was sucking half the glass down. I'm in heaven, buddy.
So what have we decided?
I don't know.
How many packets makes a crime? What's your answer?
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
There's no crime to that because
only saying that because your mom would take the entire box.
My mom used to take so many Splendas from a coffee place. No, those are there for the taking. So if they are there, you know, there's no sign that says a limit. They are there for your consumption.
Okay.
No limit.
If you want to play that out, and know this is nonsensical, but still, if you're going to get, you know, into the principle of it all, if you or your mom took five boxes of condiment sauce that cost the company like 15, 20 bucks, that's not criminal?
If they were sitting out, if they're sitting out for free, fair game.
You could take an entire box of Chick-fil-A sauce.
Which I basically ask for in the drive-thru anyway. That stupid question, they're like, you want sauce? Yeah, Chick-fil-A, how many? All of them?
You should say, what do you got?
How do you answer that? It's the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Climb around behind the counter and see what you got? I mean,
is it awkward if I say 40 packets?
Okay, here, I challenge you to try that next time and then come back on the show, Jeremy, and report what their answer
and
is.
And see if they give it to you.
Tell them 50 and see what they say.
I'll take 50 packets.
I want to know. In fact, somebody who's listening right now, I know, is going to Chick-fil-A because they're going to get one of their little breakfast biscuit things. Whatever.
Chicken biscuits.
Okay.
Try it.
Those of you, somebody who's doing that, we need you at the drive-thru when they ask for, you know, if you want any extra sauce, ask for 50 just so you can call us and tell us what they say.
Or send us the picture of the bag full of the sauces.
Yeah.
Right? We'll post it.
I want to know what they say.
Any fast 50. Food restaurant this morning.
Anyone.
Get sauce of some sort, 50 of them.
Ask for 50 and see what their response is, but you got to call us then and report.
Please. All right.
I love this.
Me too.